From the RFC studios in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, I am Brian Kilby, and this is the RFC Daily-ish, stress the ish, Transformers news update. As per normal, when we approach a major convention, news happens, and this means that quite a few items popped up today worth mentioning. The big item is Earthrise, which is the follow-up to War for Cybertron. We got to see the first few figures coming out of this line. First and foremost is a leader-class Optimus Prime, which looks amazing. It has quite a bit of detailing. A lot of people are comparing it to a Masterpiece toy. It is not that intricate when it comes to the engineering, but it is finely detailed, and it just looks really great. It comes with a trailer, has a matrix and everything. It's very G1 inspired. It looks really awesome. Also, we have a Voyager class Grapple. Grapple looks great. We'll see how that turns out. We have a deluxe size Ironworks, the MicroMaster base. He is a robot as well as a MicroMaster base and a weaponizer of sorts anyway. It looks really great. And we have the Hot Rod Patrol, of course, just two of the figures. We have Trip Up and Daddy-O. Of course, Daddy-O is everyone's favorite Transformer, Big Daddy, but the name was not available. Big Daddy is a favorite here at Radio Free Cybertron. We love Big Daddy, and I was so excited to see this. We anticipate seeing more at New York Comic Con on Thursday, and we'll discuss more about it on RFC 642, which will happen shortly thereafter. Other items in the news, we got about 1,000 additional backers today added to Unicron. We are about 1,200 backers away from Unicron funding, and we have 5 days left. We learned through the Hasbro Instagram account, or the Transformers Instagram, rather, that there is a new redesigned hand for Unicron featuring 15 points of articulation. Looks great. We'll see how that goes. In addition to Unicron's hand, we are now getting a tiny little Autobot shuttle and tiny little Rodimus Prime to go along with the Galvatron that was previously announced. Again, 5 days left. We'll find out if it gets funded. We'll talk about that on next week's Radio Free Cybertron. Fingers crossed. I really want it to fund, but we will see. Also in the news, we have our first look at Generation Select's Seacons Wave 3 Overbite and Tentakill in color. They look phenomenal. They are currently available through Takaratomi Mall through October 31st, and hopefully very soon will show up on Hasbro Pulse. And one final item to round out the news today, Power Dasher Cromar and Hotshot will be available at Entertainment Earth's booth during New York Comic Con. Hopefully that means that they'll also be available at Hasbro Pulse shortly thereafter. I don't see the information directly right now. It may be out there, but the specifics, I am currently not aware. We'll have more details on RFC 642, which will air on Thursday, the 3rd of October. That's it for today. We'll be back whenever major news breaks. And of course, we'll be back for this week's RFC episode 642. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have our 20th anniversary episode. Yes, 20 years. Go to tfradio.net and check out all of our episodes over the years, going back to the late 1990s. It's crazy. tfradio.net. You can find all of our social links there. I'll catch you later.